The beginning of the daf, and really the whole daf, just before all the digressions, discussed the elu she'ein lem chelek l'olam haba, and really specifically the apikoros and the megal upon the Torah. And this was behemshech to the end of yesterday's daf, where we were discussing the dvar Hashem baza, where the pasuk says he koris ba'olam hazeh tikoris l'olam haba. Right, that's how we got into this. The pasuk says regarding the megadeth. Dvar Hashem Bozo, Hikores. Hikores by the Mazet, Hikores by the Mabah. That's how we know that a person that's a Dvar Hashem Bozo, a Megadev, is in loy chelik loy lamhaba. Poshut, you would think it's only the Megadev, but Chazal took this idea of Dvar Hashem Bozo and expounded on it and added layers to it. And anyone that falls into this infamous bucket of Dvar Hashem Bozo is going to be included in someone that's in lohem chelik loy lamhaba. Now, we spoke already, Baruch Hashem, a lot about the Inyan of Olam Haba, right? The three raid bites, that trilogy that we did with regards to the Shittas HaRambam and the Shittas HaRamban. And one of the things that we saw very, very clearly in the Rambam Shitta is that when the Rambam talks about Olam Haba, he talks about Kares. Because really understanding Kares goes to the core of understanding Olam Haba, right? Let's just chazer over L'shoyni Azov Shal Rambam in Perek Ches Haloch Aleph in Hilchas Tshuva. Hatoyva Atzvuna L'tzadikim Hichaya Olam Haba. Right, the ultimate reward that's hidden away, tucked away for the tzadikim is Olam Haba. Ve'im Achayim She'ini Mohem Maves V'atoyva She'ini Mara. Hu She'kosa B'atoyra L'man Yitav Loch V'arachta Yomim. B'yashmu Olamdu L'man Yitav Loch L'Olam Shekul Eitoyv V'arachta Yomim L'Olam. Then the Rambam pivots and he says, the punishment that the Rishon are going to get is they will not merit this chayim. They're going to be cut off and they're going to die. Any person that doesn't merit this life, he is the dead person who didn't live forever. He was cut off because of his averos, and he was lost from the world, mamish like a behemoth. And this is the kares that the Torah refers to, shenemer, as it says, he kares ti kares anefesh ahi avoinoba mi piash mu alamdu he kares ba olam hazeh ti kares la olam haba kiloima she oisu hanefesh she pirshu min agup olam hazeh eino yzoich elechayu olam haba elagam min olam haba nichrasa. So the Rambam says, you want to know what chorus is? What's the definition of chorus? The definition of chorus is that this person will be cut off from Olam Hazeh. Now, to be fair and be clear, chorus also means that the person will die prematurely. That's often a Gemara's. But the Rambam's Hilchas Tshuva is focusing on Olam Haba. So, Ashinogeya, L'inyone Shal HaRambam here in Hilchas Tshuva, there's an idea of chorus, which means Ti chorus Olam Haba, that somebody that doesn't have air, for which he's chayiv kares, really what it means is that this person is not only going to lose out his olam hazeh, but he's going to lose out his olam haba as well. The truth is, the Rambam says this in other places as well. I'm going to mention one other. And that's in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in Masechta Sanhedrin, not Perek Chelek, ironically, but this is actually in Perek HaNesrofim. So the Rambam in Perek HaNesrofim, in his Pirush HaMishnayos, is in the end of Perek Tes. So he's going through all the different types of misois, bezdin, and different misois that you find. So the Rambam says like this. He says that you find misa bidei shamayim, and you find karas. So Dr. Rambam, v'zua misa bidei shamayim hu pachas mena karas. You should know that misa bidei shamayim is less than karas. Lafi, shamechuyiv karas, someone that's chayiv karas, yishoyer ha'oynush olav achar ha'misa. His punishment is going to remain with him even after he dies. K'moy shenevayir beperek sh'achazah. Like we're going to explain in the next perek. U'mechuyiv misa, but someone that's mechuyiv misa bidei shamayim, k'shemes, when he dies, nischaper loy, he's going to be forgiven. So says the Rambam, misa bidei shamayim and karas are often interchanged, but it's a terrible mistake. They're not the same thing. In fact, they're fundamentally different. How different? One, the oinish continues after the person dies, and the other, it doesn't. Misa b'dei shemayim, a person dies, it's all over. When it comes to karis, the person will have the oinish ba'olam hazeh, and he's going to have the punishment ba'olam haba as well. And this is the Rambam l'shitasa in Perek Ches Hilchos Tshuva u'bishar mekoymes as well, that the taich of karis means not only that he dies prematurely, but also that he gets cut off from the chayei hanetzach right? Someone that's not zoiche to olam haba, he's someone that's considered to have been cut off. Stating that, the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah and Parashas Achrimos. By the way, this raid bite is what we call foundational raid, because how often does the concept of Koris come up and it's something that's grossly misunderstood? The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah and Parashas Achrimos, and also as you would expect, it's very much in his Sharak Mul as well, says that really, if you look in the Psukei HaTorah, whenever the Torah talks about Koris, says the Ramban, I was able to figure out that there's three different ways that it's presented. And the three different ways that it's presented represents three dinim, not two dinim, three dinim in Koris. He says, sometimes you find that the Torah will say, v'nichras ho'ishahu. I've also found, v'nichraso ha'nefesh ahi. And oh, by the way, I've also found, hi kores ha'nefesh ahi avoy naba. So I found v'nichraso ho'ish, I found v'nichraso ha'nefesh, and then I found the double lashon. I found that sometimes what it is it's hikaris tikaris. And the Ramban goes on, barichos, and he explains what these three things are. I mean, the short version is, says the Ramban, that if you have a person that was over a chayve krisos, but he's roiv schuyos, meaning he's roiv schuyos. It just so happens that he was over a chayve krisos. So says the Ramban, a person like that is going to be chayiv karis, which means that he is going to die prematurely, but at the same time, it's not going to affect his olam haba. He's roiv schuyos. So just because he was over the chayve krisos doesn't necessarily mean that this person needs to lose out in his olam haba. Says the Ramban, what will be if you have a person who, in addition to being over a chayve krisos, he's also avoynoisav merubim mischuyoisav. He's also a person that he's roiv avoynois. So he says, that person, oynosh hakorish abavera chamura, then magia lenefesh achoytas. Then it's going to affect his nefesh, and he's going to be cut off from the Oilam ha'emes. Now, this person will not necessarily be cut off from Oilam hazeh. His whole chorus is going to be from the Oilam ha'emes. But says the Ramban, then there's a third category. V'yesh chorus chomor. There's a chorus that's even more chomor. She'nichras gufay v'nafshoy. Where Sai is guf and Sai is nefesh is going to be cut off. What is that? That's the pasuk that says, Kidvar Hashem boza, ves mitzvasoy hefer, he chorus ti chorus. He chorus b'Oilam hazeh, ti chorus v'Oilam haba. That person, number one, is going to have the chorus of Oilam hazeh, and number two, he's going to have the chorus of Oilam haba. So if you go through the Ramban, the Ramban says not all choruses were created equally, right? They're not all the same. This chorus of Olam Hazeh, that's the person that was over Chayvei Krisos that Roiv Schuyos. This, the chorus of Olam Haba, that's the person that was over Chayvei Krisos who's Roiv Avoinois. And then there's the Hikaris Tikaris guy. He's the Hikaris by Olam Hazeh, Tikaris Olam Haba, but that's not every chorus. Right, go through Parshas Achrimos and Kedoshim. We have all the Chayvei Krisos. Doesn't mention a word of Hikaris Tikaris. It says it in Parshas Shlach regarding the Megadev. That person, Dvar Hashem Bozo, he is Ikaris, Ikaris. That person is Ikaris by Lamaze. That person is also Ikaris by Lamaba. And it's because that person did such a terrible Aveir that number one, he gets the double punishment. But more precisely, even if he's Rav Schuyos, it doesn't matter. Because that person did such a terrible Aveir, so that Aveir is an Aveir that makes you lose your Olam Haba, and that's why he ends up being someone that's going to be Ikaris, Ikaris. If you go through the Rambans, well, the Ramban had a raya to his Indian that there are different types of choruses and that not every person that's chayiv chorus is going to lose his olam haba. What's his raya? It's the most obvious raya. His raya is because the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba, ve'elu she'en lam chelek l'olam haba. And you know what the Mishnah doesn't say? Any person that's chayiv chorus. Right, there's Lamed Vav Chayvei Krisos. That's the first Mishnah in Masechtas Krisos. There's 36 averes for which a person can be Chayv Karas. So, what happened to all the Lamed Vav Krisos? How can we even mention those? The Teretz is because not every person that does an Avera doesn't necessarily mean he's right. The list of Elu Sheilim Chaylik Olam Abba means you do this Avera, you can lose your Olam Abba. It's not true for all Chayvei Krisos. It's only true for category 3. He Kares Tikares, Dvar Hashem Boz. And that's why the Gemara is trying to figure out who's the Dvar Hashem Boz. Who's going to be included? Because it's only those people that are going to lose out their entire Olam Haba. And the emes is, at first glance, the Rambam's a pella. Because the Rambam doesn't sound like the Ramban. Right? Hafochba vafochba. The Rambam sounds like any person that's chayiv koros loses his Olam Haba. It certainly sounds that way in the beginning of Perek Ches and Ilchas Shuvah. And if you look at the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in Perek Tes, where the Rambam was talking about where the Rambam was talking about the difference between Misa B'dei Shemayim and Garis. He said, this is the difference. What do you mean, this is the difference? It's only true for certain Chavi Krisos. Not all Chavi Krisos do you lose your Olam Haba. It's Mavur L'chayr in the Rambam that the Rambam holds all Chavi Krisos lose their Olam Haba. Right? This is a very fundamental difference in the world of the Rambam and the world of the Ramban. According to the Ramban, just because someone's Oiv Chavi Krisos doesn't mean Tikaris Olam Haba. The Rambam's Stimus Haloshin sounds that way. The problem is that the Rambam in Parak Gimel Hilchas Shuvah, when the Rambam talks about all the people that have no Chaluk in Olam Haba, he says 24 people. Right? And he was Chayzim Mishnas, and his Maimet Chayzim Mason. So whenever the Rambam talks about the Elu Sheinam Chaluk Olam Haba, he doesn't mention the Chayvi Krisos. Yet, the Rambam says, you want to know the definition of Karis? The definition of Karis is that what? Any person, you're going to lose your Olam Haba. L'chayrit's a stiris Rambam, and it's a very fundamental stiris Rambam. I don't know the Mahalach, not sure. But just putting it out there as a Shaila, not something that's geschmack to think about, but the bottom line is a little bit of a stiris Rambam, because the Rambam seems to not go like the Ramban. The Rambam doesn't talk about different types of karis. The Rambam seems to shtel avek that karis means you lose your olam haba. Well, if that's the case, ve'elu she'elam chelik olam haba should be all the chayvei krisos. The Mishnah doesn't mention it. Now we know ton of a shayer, okay? But even the Rambam, when he had his longer list, the Rambam mentions 24. He was very, very much into spreading his longer list. He didn't mention all the Chayvei Krisos. So the Chayre, at first glance, if every person that Chayev Karis, it means is, he loses his Olam Haba, that is the definition of Karis, then how come on the list of Eilu She'en Lem Chelek Olam Haba, we don't have all the Chayvei Krisos, the Chayre Tzorich In Gadol Das HaRambam,